With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel kills a top Hezbollah commander in Lebanon.
Israel has killed a top Hezbollah commander as part of a two-day bombing campaign that has left more than 500 people dead and prompted thousands in southern Lebanon to seek refuge from the widening conflict. With the two sides on the brink of an all-out war, Hezbollah launched dozens of rockets into Israel, targeting an explosives factory and sending families into bomb shelters. Families that fled southern Lebanon flocked to Beirut in the coastal city of Sidon, sleeping in schools turned into shelters, as well as in cars, parks, and along the beach. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, forecasters say Tropical Storm Helene could be a Category 3 hurricane before it makes landfall sometime Thursday night in Florida. Helene's expected to intensify over the eastern Gulf of Mexico and become a hurricane Wednesday. Dozens of Florida counties are already under a state of emergency. Airlines are issuing travel alerts and allowing impacted passengers to change their flights free of charge. Nebraska will not be changing its electoral votes process before the November election.
Unlike most states, Nebraska splits their electoral votes, awarding two each to the winner of the statewide vote and one to the winner in each congressional district. Donald Trump and his GOP allies have been urging state lawmakers to change the law to a winner-takes-all system. But Republicans have come up short of the necessary votes, and Nebraska's governor has decided not to call lawmakers back into session before Election Day. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The CEO of Novo Nordisk is in hot water over the rising cost of the company's weight loss drugs, Ozempic and Wegovy. Tuesday, senators questioned him and demanded answers for why the U.S. pays a higher price for it. This is SRN News. Fans of the Christian television series The Chosen descended on Orlando, Florida this past weekend in what organizers called Chosen Con 2024. Actors, writers, and series creators intermingled for in-person conversations and workshops. During a break in the sessions, SRN News asked attendees what impressed them the most about the event.
It's been surprising. Like, we'll just be in line at Starbucks, and all of a sudden, John the Baptizer walks by or Lazarus walks by. It's just, and they've been really nice.
Particularly delighted to see people's response gathering together from all over the country or the world. Vibrancy and the energy and the dynamic. People seem to attach to the biblical story.
I like them to know that they are making an impact, spreading the gospel, and that's what we want.
The Chosen's fifth season will be released early next year. Tomorrow we'll hear from Dallas Jenkins, the creator of the worldwide biblical phenomenon. This is SRN News. A bipartisan bill in the Senate would require mental health warning advisories for social media. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The Stop the Scroll Act is a joint effort from Republican Katie Britt of Alabama and Democrat John Fetterman of Pennsylvania. The bill requires that pop-up warning labels created by the Surgeon General and the Federal Trade Commission appear each time users log on to social media, something the Surgeon General described earlier this year as a contributing factor to what he called a mental health emergency among young people. Bob Agnew reporting.
The House is expected to vote on a three-month funding extension later today that would prevent a government shutdown. The continuing resolution is expected to pass due to Democrat support after Republicans opposed any kind of stopgap. The bill would keep the government funded through December 20th and will not include new voter registration proof of citizenship requirements that Republicans had called for. More details at SRNnews.com.